If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before. We're hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
When I saw this, you become a 401k millionaire, I thought, here's what you do. But you got to be in your 20s. Is there anything you can do if you're not in your 20s?
Well, wait now. Let's talk about this with Michelle Singletary, who is a nationally syndicated personal finance columnist, has done TV on finance and personal savings and that sort of thing, and has an award-winning column, appears a couple of times a week at Washington Post syndicated nationally. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good, good. Hey,
all of my retirement plans are scratch-off tickets.
All right. Seriously, we're big believers in 401k. You have to do it. But where do we begin? What's your advice?
Well, you know, I think it surprises people that you can become a millionaire in your workplace plan. And it's not as hard as you think. It takes time and consistency. And I heard you joking, you know, 30 years. And that's true. Most of them have been investing for the length of their career. But even if in your 30s or 40s, if you're working till your 60s and 70s, you still have plenty of time to reach that goal to be a millionaire in your 401k.
I assume you tell people, this is what I'm going to tell my kids, first opportunity you have to put money in a 401k, first job you have, do it.
Absolutely. At the beginning, when I started at my job, my first newspaper job, I remember I covered this huge fire. And I called my grandmother, who I call Big Mama, and I was like, oh, man, y'all was on the front page. And she says, did you go upstairs and put money away for your retirement and savings? And I was like, are you kidding me, woman? I've got this big story on the front page. She hung the phone up on me. It was incredible.
Awesome.
She was said, do not call me back until you go up to HR and make sure you start putting away money for yourself.
And I
did that, and every job I've always done that, and that's really what it takes. I've got a daughter who just graduated from college for our master's program, and I already sent her a text. I sit down and talk about what you're going to do in terms of retirement. She's like, what?
I know, and when you're in your 20s, it just seems like it's never going to happen, and I don't have any money now.
Right.
So
you think old people chose to be old, you know?
Yeah,
and then,
no,
it's not going to happen to me.
Right. But if most old people could go back and tell their younger selves, they would say, hey, fool, stop going out so much and drinking with your friends and maybe take one less vacation. And
first of all, don't wear that shirt. You look stupid.
Yeah,
secondly, take the money from that stupid shirt and put it in your 401k. Right.
It's true. And what I like about it, when we looked at what the traits of a 401k millionaire, it's just really simple stuff. You know, put in the, as much as you can, but at least put in enough to get the company match. You know, do it consistently, whether the market is up or down. That's the other thing. They didn't jump out when the market gets crazy. I mean,
of course 2008,
lots of people jumped out, and they lost the upswing of the market. And then they invest in equities. You don't, if you're in your 20s and 30s, you're not going to put your money in bonds. Come on, baby. You need more growth, so don't be so conservative. Don't be scared.
Right.
And so those were the traits, and you can do it.
Well, and I wish people would take the heart advice from Warren Buffett that I did many, many years ago. It, you know, it's essentially buy low, sell high, but he said when people are getting when people are scared, I get greedy. When the market's terrible, that's when you invest as much as you can because prices are low and it will grow. But listen, let's I don't want to spend all our time on, you know, young people and what they ought to do because, you know, I care about that. But how about for somebody in their 40s? Maybe even 50s. Is it too late for them?
I say it's never too late. Now, lots of financial people will just scare people to death. Oh, you don't have $3 million. You're just going to die. You know, I mean, that's just insane. You know, listen, it may mean that you're going to have a different retirement than you hoped for, but it's never too late. You've got to make some different choices. So maybe you aren't going to buy some villa in Florida or travel all across the world on a cruise 6 months out of the year. You know, maybe you're going to have shared housing with other folks in your family. Maybe you've got a sister or brother and you guys can have your house together. So I just say never think that it's too late. But as soon as you realize you don't have enough, you've got to buckle down, cut your expenses, do whatever you can to try to save and catch up.
Well,
catch up provisions in the law. If you're 50 or over, you can put in an extra $6,000. So do those kinds of things.
That's the one. That's the one. And Michelle, I don't want to gloss over that because I don't think a lot of people know that. When you hit 50,
yeah,
you can vastly increase what you put away pre-tax.
Right, that's right.
In your 401k.
That's right. For 2019, you can put a maximum, if you're 50 and over, you can put a maximum, if you have access to a 401k, of $25,000. Now, I know most people listen like, that woman is insane. But get try to hit that mark as much as you can. You know, just push yourself, push yourself. You know, because it's going to come a time where you're going to need that money. And that may mean making some sacrifices now so that you have a secure retirement later.
I like your every phrase has emphasized the spending part of it. So many people leave that out. The spending aspect of where your money goes.
Michelle Singletary is online, syndicated columnist for the WAPO and many other papers. You know, and to that end, Michelle, my wife and I made a discovery. I don't know, you probably recommend stuff like this, but buying a car is exciting. You know, for me, buying a new guitar is exciting. Saving money is not exciting. So this may sound dumb to you. We actually have the thermometer with the different amounts of money on it, and we color it in with red. For our savings goal. And
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I think that's what you do. That's and the key word you said was goal. People always ask, well, how do you do this? How do you say no to yourself? Because you have a goal. My husband and I had a goal to send all three of our children to college debt-free, which we have. And we did it in a 529 plan, which is sort of like a 401k for college. And so that nobody has any debt because that's what we did. We had a goal. So we could say no to them when they wanted all the things that their friends had because we knew that we wanted to send them to college debt-free. They didn't know, so of course they fussed and yelled, and that's why we put an extra lock on our bedroom door so they don't smother us in our sleep because we don't give them the stuff. So, but we're okay. We can take the lock off now because now they're graduating. You know,
that's hilarious.
And so, but the point is that to always have a reason why you're doing this, and that'll help you say no to things. And, you know, for the college, for example, for each kid, we said $250 a month for like 20 years. $250, you spend that going to McDonald's three times a month, you know? I mean, and it's doable for many people. Not all, but many people. It's you can do it, but you got to stay no to yourself.
I wish you were in everybody's ear all the time just because.
So
you know,
does she. It'd help her career.
Oftentimes, government policy gets put in place to take care of people who didn't do these things as
right.
If it's my fault that they're now broke because they, you know, took nice vacations every year their whole life. My son, by the way, speaking to your kids and not getting them stuff, my son said to me the other day, I'm the only kid in my class who hasn't been to Hawaii, which I don't think is true. And even if it were, that doesn't make any difference to me.
Wow.
Yeah, get on the lawn and do, you know, please.
Trying to work up a tear, son.
But some Hawaii Hawaiian music on and dance in front of them. You know, now you're in Hawaii.
We'll get some salted pork, boy. We'll have a theme party. Michelle Singletary is has written three personal finance books, including her latest, The 21-Day Financial Fast, Your Path to Financial Peace and Freedom. Michelle, you're absolutely delightful. Great to talk to you. I hope we can do it again.
Oh, I'd love to. Love to.
All right. Thanks a million.
Flippin' fantastic is she?
Oh, love her. Love her. Her grandmother is my hero.
She is great.
Hangs up on her. Don't you call me again until you go start saving.
God, I just like your regular emphasis on the not spending end of it.
Yeah. Well, listen, you've got your strategy is, and this is why we did the silly thermometer thing. I look at that thermometer, and I see it going up, and I now all of my spending choices I weigh against, or we could make that thermometer go up a little more. And that's our big goal. That's our, you know, that's the kahuna. And it just, it becomes a different sort of self-indulgence. And so it's not self-indulgence versus discipline or happiness is a bad term, like excitement versus cool discipline. No, it's one excitement versus another excitement, and it's easier to do.
Speaking of discipline, have you had one of those donuts out there?
I wish you wouldn't bring that up.
They're fantastic.
No, I haven't yet. Michael, shoot!
What's coming up?
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before. We're hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No masks. No Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.